Welcome to the Together PDX podcast. You're listening to our Faithful series, where we sit down with faithful people to hear how they are working for the flourishing of the Portland metro area. We believe each member of the church has a role to play in the bigger story God is writing in Portland. Today's guest tells one part of that story. Hey everyone, I'm Elise Gallis, and today I'm talking with Chris Overstreet of Compassion to Action about how they're equipping the local church to faithfully share the good news in our metro area through training and equipping people to articulate and communicate the gospel. Chris is also a member of our Share PDX team, which exists as a catalyst for local churches and ministries to keep evangelism as a central part of the PDX gospel movement. So I'm extra excited for him to join us. Welcome, Chris. Thank you for being here.
Elise, thank you so much for having me on this podcast.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
We've been looking forward to this one. So we're just going to dive right into your ministry. So tell us about the needs Compassion to Action is trying to meet and how that affects the flourishing of our metro area.
You know, that's a great question. You know, we saw the need. We need to have more equipping in the area of evangelism to serve the local church.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can never have too many equippers for evangelism. So we came up with an 8-week course to be able to train and equip the body of Christ and to lend strength to churches in the PDX and the Vancouver, Washington area.
I love that.
Come on. Yeah. And, you know, our vision was we want to see 10,000 people go through this free evangelism course.
Wow.
And share the gospel every single day. And if they do that, we will see 3,650,000 individuals have an opportunity to share the gospel every single day. And can you imagine the amount of people that are going to have God encounters and have an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and get plugged into a local church?
Amen. That's amazing. That's a huge vision, but a God-sized one. And that's so encouraging. Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got started in evangelism and how long have you been doing this?
Oh my gosh, that's such a good question. You know, I was around 20 years old.
Wow.
And I had just rededicated my life to the Lord under a tent. And it was like a tent gathering that they had. And shortly after that, the Lord spoke to me to put a Christian t-shirt on. And I was so afraid to put a Christian t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And I really dealt with the fear of men. But I could tell that the Lord was saying, you need to do this. It's for your own good. Mm. You need to take a step of faith. I wrestled with the Lord for quite a while because I was afraid of what people was going to think about me, mm-hmm. especially if someone came from my high school and saw me. But I realized that obedience was actually a sign of worship. Mm. And if I was to worship the Lord, I was to obey the Lord, and my obedience proved my love for the Lord. And so I remember being in my car just after I purchased my Christian t-shirt and knowing that I was getting ready to go into Walmart. And I just was shaking inside. You know, the very thought of someone approaching me and asking me about my t-shirt was, to be honest with you, it was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But every step I took as I walked into Walmart, I was taking a step of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking a step of love mm-hmm. for God.
Yeah.
When I was in Walmart, someone came up to me 5 minutes afterwards, and they said, hey, Chris, someone I knew from high school,
how
you doing? And then they looked at my shirt, and they said, oh, wow, nice shirt. And I knew in that moment, at least, I could say, well, you know, it's just a shirt. Or I could be completely honest and transparent. And I said, man, Jesus has changed me. I love Jesus. And I'm going to start following him. And he looked at me and he said, oh, good for you. And he walked away.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, that was huge.
Yeah.
Because that was my first step of stepping out. And you know who walked away, felt changed and transformed? It wasn't necessarily the person that I was talking to. It was me.
Wow.
Something happened inside of me. I felt the pleasure of God. I felt like God was like so proud of me that I took one step, even though I was afraid. And that started the journey for me, Elise, of stepping out even when I don't necessarily feel like it, but I know that God's calling me to do it.
And I love that that story isn't about a t-shirt. It isn't about one style of evangelism being right for everyone. It's about obedience.
Radical obedience.
It's something that God is calling all of us to every single day. And what does it look like just today, just this morning, to be obedient to God? And so I'm inspired by that story.
Yeah. And, you know, I would encourage people that's listening, what is God saying right now? What's he saying to you? Because what he's saying to you may be completely different from what he's saying to me, but the power is in simple obedience, obeying the Lord.
Amen. Can you just share a story that we can celebrate with you that maybe you've seen in the last couple of months of something that God has done through you?
Yeah, so we had a vision to be able to get a mini gospel truck that we would take into neighborhoods and just share with churches on how they can come and volunteer with us. And so we got this mini gospel truck, thank God.
Which, by the way, I've seen on pictures and videos only, but it is amazing. It's like a box truck, like a U-Haul kind of size truck. And then there's an entire stage out of the side of it. It's amazing. It's truly so cool.
It's so cool. Yeah. And so we decided, let's take it to neighborhoods and apartments and parks, and let's just do open air gospel meetings with block parties. So let's feed people, let's see people get touched by the power of Jesus. And so we did that. And you know, the first week we went to this one apartment complex, we saw so many kids get saved, and then we saw parents getting impacted. And from that, we started a kids club. And every Tuesday now, we're having a kids club, and these kids are just coming alive, they're dreaming, and their lives has been so impacted. So that's just one of many testimonies of what God has been doing. And we started somewhere. We said, God, I know that you put this vision in us to reach communities, and we want to be able to bring churches along with us to be able to serve and get them plugged in. And it's working.
That's a great segue to my next question, which, what is the local church's role in all of this? What role does the local church play in Compassion to Action?
I could not imagine us doing what we're doing without the local church. I mean, it just doesn't exist. I mean, the church has come around us, has supported us, but also we have supported them.
Yeah.
And there's such a value in the body of Christ. Every one of us have different gifts and different callings, but the body of Christ is the big C.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do what we're doing without being connected to the big C, because we are connected to the big C.
I love that. Awesome. Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of people listening right now are so excited. I know I am. So what are two ways someone who is really interested could get involved right now?
First thing, you got to go to our website, CompassionAction.com, and you've got to be able to go through the course. It's free. Go through the course, get trained and equipped, and begin to say, you know what? I want to make a commitment as well to be able to go through this course, but also I want to tell someone else about it. I want to see my local church set on fire to share the gospel. So that's the first thing that you can do. The
awesome.
Second thing that you can do is go down to volunteer. Volunteer and be a part of our events that are taking place. You know, we can't do what we're doing apart from the local church. So if you're listening right now and you're saying, man, I want to get out on the streets, I want to serve a community, be one of our volunteers. We can't wait to meet you and shake your hand.
Oh, that's awesome, Chris. Well, how about you leave us with a Bible verse just to encourage our listeners in our faithfulness?
You know, we all need boldness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scripture found in Acts chapter 4, verse 29. It says, now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word while you stretch out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders will be done to the name of your holy servant, Jesus. My prayer for each and every one of you that are listening right now is that God would fill you with his Holy Spirit, and that you would be empowered by the grace of God to share the gospel wherever you go.
Amen. I know I needed that. Chris, thank you so much for being here and for the faithful work that Compassion to Action does in the Portland metro area and beyond. It is beautiful to hear about.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information about Compassion to Action and what you heard today, check out the show notes at togetherpdx.org/podcast. Thanks for listening to Faithful by the Together PDX podcast. Be blessed.